In your orthodontic practice, do you currently have a protocol to follow up with patients following their bonding appointments? As many of you are aware, along with a phone call, several text messaging options exist to allow for easy communication with patients. Recently, in an article titled Self-Reported Pain After Orthodontic Treatments, a randomized controlled study on the effects of two follow-up procedures, which appears in the June 2016 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics, researchers from the University of Cagliari in Italy examined the effects of patient communication on reported discomfort. Specifically, they sought to compare two forms of follow-up contact, a text message or a phone call, on patients' self-reported pain following initial orthodontic bonding. For this randomized controlled clinical trial, prospective non-extraction orthodontic patients from a university-based orthodontic clinic were recruited for participation. In all, a total of 84 patients averaging 13 years of age were randomly assigned to either the text message, phone call, or control groups. All subjects completed a structured questionnaire relating to socio-demographic characteristics, pain experienced, and the use of analgesics at baseline before the initial orthodontic appointment. As well, the patients and their caregivers were then given the same oral hygiene and care instructions at this bonding appointment. The questionnaire was repeated again 4 hours later, after the initial bonding, and then daily for 7 days. For the intervention groups receiving either the structured text messages or phone calls, these messages and calls simply offered general encouragement and inquired about the patient's well-being, and they were performed 5 to 7 hours after the initial appointment. Patients were unaware that the text messaging or phone call was part of a study, and a blinded examiner performed all data collection and analysis. As for the results, at baseline, the demographics and pain perception was similar amongst all three groups. Overall, pain peaked at day 1 and decreased gradually over the next several days. On day 1 and day 2, patients in text message and phone call groups reported lower levels of pain from the control group. However, these differences were not statistically significant. However, the phone call group reported significantly lower levels of pain compared to the controls on days 3, 5, and 6, while the text message group reported significantly less pain than controls only on day 6. There was no difference amongst the groups in the frequency of analgesic use. These results led the authors to conclude that a telephone call after initial orthodontic bonding may effectively reduce patients' perception of pain, especially from the third day onwards. This well-designed clinical trial provides another great reason to make contact with patients following their initial bonding appointment. Not only does it build patient rapport, but also can reduce the reported levels of discomfort and pain. Keep this paper in mind at your next staff meeting as you consider how to handle care calls to the patients of your practice. The complete version of this article by Kozani and colleagues can be found in the June 2016 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.